We tend to think of human languages as the languages of adults, but of course, children also speak human languages, and as they proceed through different phases of their development, their vocabulary is perhaps not the same as adult vocabularies. They have different cultures. They play games that adults don't play. For example, they might play knuckle bones. This is a game that's been played since Roman times. They play hopscotch, or they might skip. And in connection with each of these activities, there's a vocabulary. This lore, L-O-R-E, and language of children has been studied quite extensively. And it turns out that with all of these children's activities, there are specialized vocabularies. If you reflect back on the time when you're at primary or elementary school, you can probably remember some of this vocabulary. In one recent study by colleagues of mine at Victoria University of Wellington, Laurie and Winifred Bauer, it's even been found that these items of special vocabulary have regional dialects. It's generally thought in New Zealand that regional dialects are quite slight, if they exist at all. However, the vocabulary that children use for some of their playground games seems to have a regional variation. There's a game which is now banned in a lot of schools, which was played when I was small, where all of the children line up on one side of the playing field and one child is in the middle, and their job is to catch one after another of the other children as they rush across the field, and finally the last one gets sort of jumped on and all the other children go stacks on the mill, and another children's expression, and then that one becomes the one in the middle. Well, this game in some parts of the country is called Kingo, in other parts of the country it's called Bar the Door, and in still other parts of the country it's called Bull Rush. Nobody was aware of this regional variation of vocabulary until quite recently, and it's now possible to put isoglosses, lines across the country showing where one item of vocabulary is used rather than another.